Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by McBoob's Laundromat in Elkton. Offering self-serve laundry, or call 989-551-5192 to schedule your drop-off service today for only $1.50 a pound. When the 2026-27 academic year starts in the... When the 2026-27 academic year starts in the Elmont Community School District, there will be two new administrators greeting students. The district's Board of Education approved hiring Ron Jacobs as the high school's principal, and Tanya Phillips was hired as the principal for the Orchard Primary School during the district's last board meeting. The starting salary of Jacobs is $117,500, and the starting salary for Phillips is $97,500. Jacobs is the former principal of Coruna High School, and Phillips was the dean of students at the Augere Sims School District. The vacancies at Elmont Schools came about when high school principal Addison Spear resigned to accept the assistant principal position at Oxford High School. The opening for principal at Orchard Primary happened when Adam Bruno resigned to move out of state with his family. Hiring Phillips and Jacobs was recommended by the district's hiring committee. And in order to be transparent, the Lake Township Board of Trustees announced some upcoming meetings and events. The township's picnic will be from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, August 29th at the Oak Beach County Parks Pavilion No. 3. The Planning Commission will conduct a special meeting at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, September 9th. Also, there will be a public hearing at 6 p.m. regarding the Thumb Region Materials Management Plan at the Biagio's Restaurant at 5795 Sanilac Road in Kingston on Saturday, September 16th. The newly drafted Thumb Region Materials Management Plan that is being reviewed is part of Michigan State's mandated multi-county recycling directives. Another state directive was for counties to work together. Because of that, Huron, Lapeer, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties joined together to work on ways to increase recycling. But because Tuscola County has done recycling since the 1980s and has had an expansive recycling operation, Tuscola was selected as the leaders of the Thumb's joint recycling effort. Although the next township meeting will be at 5 p.m. on Thursday, September 17th, 2026. And the city of Harbor Beach is among the municipalities that have approved ordinances regarding green energy. The city council approved amendments to city ordinances regarding utility scale battery energy storage systems and to utility scale solar systems. Some of the changes to the ordinance include requirements for applications drainage and stormwater setbacks, fire protection, site plans, as well as changes to definitions and operational standards. The amendments also include requirements for insurance, permitting decommissioning, obligations, financial security, annual reporting, and more. A copy of the updated ordinances can be viewed at Harbor Beach City Hall at 766 State Street. When we come back from this McBoob's sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Hi Mark, it's Cinderella. I really want to go to the ball tonight, but my stepmother says I have to finish all this laundry first.
Cinderella, leave the laundry to me. You get ready for the ball, and I'll take care of the rest.
Thank you, Mark. You're a true prince.
Hi, this is Mark from McBoob's Laundromat in Elkton. You don't have to be headed to a royal ball to appreciate having a little extra free time. Let us take laundry off your to-do list with our convenient wash, dry, and fold service for just $1.50 per pound. Just give me a call at 989-551-5192 and we'll arrange a time that works with your schedule. Need your clothes pressed? We do that too. Or if you'd rather do it yourself, stop by our clean, self-service laundromat open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with large capacity washers perfect for everything from everyday clothes to king-size comforters. McBoob's Laundromat is veteran-owned and operated, conveniently located at 5010 Brown Street in Elkton. Everybody's got dirty laundry. Bring it here.
Even princesses.
And we're back into Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, There will soon be a change made to a dangerous intersection in Lapeer County. The Michigan Department of Transportation has approved placing a flashing overhead signal light at the intersection of Van Dyke Road or M53 and Hollow Corners Road. There have been several major accidents at that intersection this year as well as other years. The date to install the flashing overhead signal at the intersection has not been scheduled yet. With the MDOT's decision to add a traffic signal at that intersection, residents hope the state agency will also consider creating a center turn lane on M53 that will make it much safer to turn off on that road.
From border to border, from sea to shining sea, more than 61,000 ordinary American citizens are serving their communities every day as a member of the Civil Air Patrol, the official auxiliary of the United States Air Force. From disasters large and small, natural and man-made, we answer the call to serve. To find out more information or to find a unit near you, log on now. GoCivilAirPatrol.com.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by McBoob's Laundromat in Elkton. Offering self-serve laundry or call 989-551-5192 to schedule your drop-off service today for only $1.50 a pound.